Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for the 10th segment of Hilchos Purim. One more thing about Megillah that I realized we had left out. This year, 5773, 2013, Purim falls out on a Saturday night. So sometimes people have questions in terms of the sequence with Megillah reading and Havdalah. The standard practice in Shul is to first read the Megillah. In other words, Megillah reading in Shul is kind of part of Maariv. So first we daven the core of Maariv, then we read the Megillah, and then following Megillah reading, we have Havdalah. The logic for that is primarily we try to push off Havdalah as much as we can. That's a way of keeping the Shabbos with us. Standard practice would be that even if someone was reading at home, they would first read Megillah and then do Havdalah. There are situations, let's say a person is going to go to a much later reading, it would be reasonable to do Havdalah before hearing Megillah reading if one is just kind of doing it at home. That would be okay. But again, if everything is going to happen at one time, it would make more sense for the sake of delaying the exit of Shabbos to have Megillah reading first and then have Havdalah. Interestingly, there's a whole question about saying the bracha of Borei Morei HaEsh, the bracha over the fire, before reading Megillah, because there's a pasuk in Megillah, La'yudim haisa ora v'simcha v'sason v'ikar, that the Jews had light and different types of joy. So maybe it makes sense to only make a bracha on the candle after we've recited the pasuk that speaks of the Jews having light. So that's another reason it would make sense to read Megillah before doing Havdalah. But again, bottom line, if someone is going to a later reading, they could certainly be yotzei Havdalah with someone who makes Havdalah when they come home from reading, or even make Havdalah for themselves before going to a Megillah reading later in the evening. Moving on to the halachos of the Purim Suda. The main mitzvah of Purim Suda is to have a meal sometime during the day on Purim. One would not fulfill the mitzvah by having a meal during the nighttime at the outset of Purim. In other words, in the year 5773, if your big Purim Suda was Saturday night, you would not fulfill the mitzvah of Suda. You need to have it sometime during the day on Sunday. For the record, there's a concept in halacha of having some type of meal in honor of Purim the night at the outset of Purim, like this year, 5773, having a meal Saturday night in honor of Purim is urged in halacha, but it's certainly not an obligation. Now, when during the daytime would one have the real Purim Suda? Technically speaking, it could be for breakfast. The normal minog is to have it late in the day. The reason we don't normally have it in the morning is because people are so involved with different mitzvos. They're involved with the mitzvah of Megillah and Mishloach Manos and Matanos Lev Yonim, all these different things. Once it's going to go into the afternoon, we really precede the davening of Mincha before eating the meal. In general, if we need to daven and eat a meal, we try to do the davening first. So therefore, once a person has daven Mincha, that would really be the time to have the Purim Suda. The very common practice in Klal Yisrael is to have the Purim Suda late in the daytime and let it extend into the following night. That's okay. One should certainly, at the very least, wash and have hamotzi before Shkia, before sunset on Purim, and it will be highly preferable to eat a significant amount of the meal before Shkia. But at the very least, to wash would be correct. It's interesting, the idea of kind of extending the meal into the night, besides just being most convenient because it gives you more time to do the mitzvos of Purim during the day, it also seems to somewhat connect to the whole concept of Shushan Purim, the following day still being a day of Simcha. So that's just an interesting idea. A question that frequently comes up is, what about benching? We know, of course, that when we eat a meal that requires benching on Purim, we make Al HaNisim, we say the Al HaNisim in benching. But what if by the time you're benching, it's already the next night? It's already the next day. How does that work? So the halacha is, being that you began the meal on Purim, you would still say Al HaNisim in benching, even though it's not Purim day anymore. What is encouraged, though, is to bench before one davens Maariv. Think about it. If you daven Maariv, you're really saying it's the next day. You're not saying Al HaNisim in Shemona Esrei, for example. So you're a little bit contradicting yourself. You daven Maariv, treating it as a regular day, and then saying that the next day has begun. And then you go and you bench with Al HaNisim, saying it's back from Purim. That's a little bit of a strange thing. So it's fine to bench once Purim is over. As long as you washed and began the meal while Purim was still going on, you would say Al HaNisim in that benching. But it would be highly preferable to daven Maariv after having benched. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.